Why wouldn't we just ask the man with the plan and all the answers? Lester Bagley. Hi, sir.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Not too bad. A little hairy, a little busy getting the kids off to school.
Yeah, I understand.
A couple
that.
Of days with the stadium.
Yeah, I know that when we talked this past weekend, it was going to be a busy week, and I'm sure it's lived up to that. But 2 days in a row, where the stadium has been the headline on the front of the Star Tribune, and I just read the headline. I'll read it to you again. Time is running out on stadium, NFL says. Act now before another city does, say officials who met with Mark Dayton. Were you privy to that meeting? Were you in that closed-door session?
No, I was not. The Eric Gruben, who's the executive vice president of the NFL, and Roger Goodell's on a right hand on stadium and business issues, was here for a couple of days, actually, and met with all of the legislative leaders, some business leaders, with Ted Mondale, and then wrapped up the visit with a meeting with the governor. So now that was a league assessment of the situation. The league sent a couple of top executives out to really urge a resolution here, or bring this thing together as quickly as we can.
And Mr. Bagley, if the NFL is going to help pony up at about $150 million, doesn't that make it a slam dunk?
Well, the NFL contribution, the NFL is the only pro sport that provides a financing program, and what it does is helps the team, helps the Vikings
okay.
finance their portion. So it's not yet determined the amount, but it's somewhere north of 100, we'll be as aggressive as we can, but it's we factored that $100 million into the $420 million contribution. So it's a team and private contribution already factored in. It's what has helped the Wilf step up and put the third largest team contribution on the table for a stadium in the NFL history.
You know, Lester, there's a couple ways to do this, and so far you guys at the Minnesota Vikings haven't just flat out come out and say, build us a stadium or we're leaving. Because obviously if you do that, it's going to turn off a lot of people. That might irk some people and push them the wrong way. The NFL kind of did it for you yesterday. So when they come out and say, hey, look, time's running out, and if you don't get one here, you know, we might have to start looking somewhere else. So the NFL kind of threatened us for you guys. Now, did they tell you ahead of time, hey, look, here's the kind of statement we're going to make? Was that discussed with the Vikings, or did the NFL just do whatever they want to do?
No, well, yeah, the NFL has is 32 owners, and there's no doubt that for several years, this issue in Minnesota has been watched by the owners and the league officials. That this has been a long conversation, and so we know where the league is, and we've tried to underscore the urgency to get this done. And I didn't hear them threatening. I think they explained the reality of the situation. The NFL said that, you know, that this really has to get done, you know, ideally before the lease expires, because other markets, other owner, potential owners will come after this team aggressively. And but you know, we're focused on getting it done. As you guys know, we think we are in position. We are appreciative of the governor and state leaders, Republican leaders, Democrat leaders, for stepping up, coming to the table, rolling up their sleeves and saying, we got to get this done. So I think everybody's on board with it's time to get it done. Of course, the hard part is, what is the finance package that fits Minnesota? What is the source of the state's $300 million contribution? And that's what we have to resolve, and I think that's where we are looking into that issue.
And of course, something I discussed as well before you came on was the fact that Governor Dayton's going to meet with some people about perhaps building a casino downtown. I don't know if the Vikings care whether or not gambling expanded or not in this state. I don't even think that that's on your radar right now. But one of the things I keep reading is that the Vikings are saying, we want this stadium in Arden Hills. Is that still your line in the sand, so to speak? Is that where you want the stadium, or does it matter?
Yeah. No, in terms of location, it is the only plan. There is no Minneapolis plan. There's conversation. But you know, we worked with, talked with, negotiated with for more than a year with Ramsey County to come up with this site. The Wilf and our development team looked hard at that site, looked at a number of sites, but that it is the ideal site in Arden Hills. But probably most importantly, what happened was, you know, the Ramsey County stepped up and said, we want the Vikings, and the Wilf and the Vikings delivered the package that was required. We were told for the last, many years, go get a site, a local partner, a local contribution, and put a significant team contribution on the table. So we've done that. We have two-thirds of the deal on the table. What's missing is the third leg, the state, and the source of the state's $300 million contribution. So that's where it's been, and that's where it's headed. In terms of the gaming question, it's up to the state of Minnesota what they want to do. It's up to state leaders. If they want to go Racino, we think that would be just fine. There's a lot of support for that. If they want to look at a block E proposal or a casino, that's up to our state leaders, and we'll work with them.
And with everything turning out, hopefully soon here, how soon would you say a stadium could be completed and the Viking fans could enjoy it?
Well, we still believe, and our contractor, Mortensen Construction, has confirmed that if we get this done this fall, meaning the legislative and politics and finance issues get lined up this fall, meaning in November, that we can get this open in 2015. And that's a very important issue because, as the Met Council said, if this slides a year, the 2016 opening, it costs, around $50 million. And we're motivated to get this open. We're it's an aggressive schedule, but it's achievable. And so we're looking at 2015 to get it open and to play ball. We're intent on it. Again, we're at the table. We're grateful to the governor and state leaders for finally getting to the table, saying let's get this done.
We're talking to Lester Bagley. He's the Power Trip Morning Show. Lester's been spearheading the stadium effort for the Minnesota Vikings for a long time, and he's been nice enough to join our show frequently over the last couple of years to update us. But Lester, let's address the pessimists that I've heard in the last couple of days, and I want you to explain how right or how wrong they are, how worried you are about this. But when Dayton comes out and says, all right, we're going to have a special session, it's going to be right before Thanksgiving, and he basically says, you got a month to figure out how we're going to get this done, but we really want to get this done. I've heard a lot of people say that you have, the Vikings are over here, but then you have the people that are for it, people that are against it, and you basically have those two groups with another month to basically have their same opinion. So I've heard people saying that we're just going to kind of run in circles here because you're going to get to the table in a month, and unless somebody comes up with a drastic plan, you're still going to have the same opposition to state-funded stadiums no matter what. So what happens between now and right before Thanksgiving, where you think the optimism could grow from some of these people that maybe have been against it in the last handful of months?
Well, we got to get the package on the table. We can't go out and get the votes for a deal until we have a deal, until we have an outline and, the answer to the question of the state's $300 million contribution. But this conversation has gone on 10 years. The issues are pretty clear. What we need is some leadership to pull it together and say we got to get this done. We got to get done now, and that can be done. We have 5 weeks, and to get the package out. We need to get it out to the public and let the public kind of kick the tires and understand it a little bit better, and obviously legislators in order to vote for it. But what it comes down to is, again, conversation's gone on forever. It comes down to is, do you want to solve this problem or not? Do we want to be an NFL market? Do we want an NFL team here? And if so, then let's get it done. And I think from what we've heard over the years, and certainly the last couple months when we've been out working the legislators, is that there's support for the Arden Hills proposal, and there's an appetite to get this done now. So we think it's there, but of course, what are they voting for is the bottom line, and that's our challenge, is to get that package together in short order and go lock people in.
Well, good luck, Lester. Thanks for joining our show, as always. I know you've had a busy week, and you've jumped on a whole bunch of shows, so I appreciate the constant updates, man. We'll definitely hit you up again soon.
All right, thanks, guys, very much. Appreciate it.
Awesome. All right, that's Lester Bagley, the Minnesota Vikings, spearheading the stadium effort. Again, I hope they figure it out. They got a month to figure it out, and that's basically what Dayton said, which scared some people. He didn't have a plan the other day when he said, I got a special session that's headed our way in about a month. He basically said, figure it out.